Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
For listening to the show. Excuse me. Had a little rough entry there, but it's all good. Good morning, guys, and you're listening live to your host. I'm Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Now, this morning, guys, I'm a little anxious this morning. So you have to bear with me, okay? I'm drinking coffee, which is kind of rare. So I'm on a coffee kick today. So I'm kind of wound up right now. But it's just, there's so much going on that I can't seem to keep up, okay? So I'm a little edgy right now. Got a million things going on. I'm trying to toss everything around, and but I'm gonna get it done, okay? But it's just you know, every day. I don't know about you guys, but every day, more and more things seem to pop up, okay? And as you know, some of my younger listeners out there. As you get older and older, okay, you're going to start to be the same way. You know, there's not enough time in the day. There's so much to do. There's, you know, people to see. And I can't go see people because... I you know, and again, I don't know about you guys, but for me, I just don't have time, okay? Maybe if I didn't have a full-time job, I would have time, but I don't have time to see a lot of different people. And, you know, forgive me for that, but I have to put that out there, because the same people seem to be touching base with me, asking me different things, and I just can't do it, guys. Nothing against you at all. It's all me. You know, I know, you know, some people may feel like I'm putting them to the side, but that's not it, guys. I just got a lot going on, okay? So forgive me for that. But I see a lot of people joining the show right now. Thank you guys for listening in. Those who are listening via my show page, thank you guys on Blog Talk Radio, and those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for listening to the show. The call-in number, if you want to call in and comment on today's title, today's episode, whatever you want to call it, feel free to do so. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. That number again is, golly, 818-301-5834. Okay, guys, again, I promote the show, guys, daily on Twitter and Facebook. If you have a Twitter account, you can go into your Twitter account and you can look for the show at The Frank W. Show. The Frank W. Show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. On Facebook, if you have a Facebook account, go in there and go to the top of the page and type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. Our show page can come up. Go ahead and do your thing there on Facebook and become a friend of the show. Those on Blog Talk Radio, go ahead and click that icon that says follow this show and set that up where you'll get daily show notes about the show. That way, whether you're on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or Twitter, however you set it up, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to, okay? And again, thank you guys for listening in to the show. Now, I'm going to vent a little bit here today. And it's you know, it may not be venting, but I'm going to talk about something that I want to talk about, all right? And it's a coincidence that I'm doing this show because I was just watching earlier. I was just watching the it used to be Kelly and Regis, now it's Kelly and Michael. I was watching that show. They had a bunch of animals, different kind of animals and stuff on there. So I was watching that show. Then right after that, that doctor show came on. And guess what the show was about? The show was about celebrity deaths and different, you know, not all celebrity deaths, but some celebrity deaths and how they happened and what they died from, different things like that. But the reason I say it's a coincidence because I had already set up my show for today, okay? Before I saw the doctors, cause I don't usually watch the doctors. I don't usually watch much of Michael and Kelly, but I was watching them because they had some animals on there today, and you know, I interest in animals, okay? And so that's the reason I got into the doctors. Anyway. But that's the coincidence, because my show today is about, you know, are you afraid of dying? Are you afraid of dying? And you know, and like I said, it was a coincidence that the doctors came on and talked about this. But, you know, people die every day. That's just the circle of life. It's a part of life. It's going to happen to me. It's going to happen to you. It's going to happen to everyone. They're gonna be born into this world and they're gonna die out of this world, so to speak. Because, you know, we don't know what's beyond life. Y'all with me? We don't know what's beyond life. We have speculations about what's beyond life, but we don't actually know what's beyond life. And like I said in another show, and I remember this vividly, that I was talking about my mom and after my mom passed, and then now that going to the grave site on different occasions is something that, you know, that I don't do a lot. Okay, I do it, but I don't do it a lot. Okay, and my thing was is that what's there? Okay, what's there is a headstone or a tombstone, whatever you want to call it. And, well, not a tombstone, I guess, but a headstone. And you look at the headstone, and you know that the casket is in the ground right there, and you know that there's skeletal remains there. Okay? So, and that's not your, I mean, it's skeletal remains of your loved one, but it's not them. Y'all with me? The spirit's gone and everything, that's just there. It's just like something there. Y'all with me on this? I know I'm going to get a lot of flack about this, but I like to be 100% with you guys. So I try not to pull any punches. I try to tell you how it is, tell you like it is, tell you how I want you to know it. That's what makes my show so unique. Anyway, are you afraid of dying? And I'm saying this because who knows? You know, no one knows how they're going to die. Okay? You might have an idea how you want to die, but who knows how they're going to die. If you could predict that, you'd be a millionaire in 2 days. Anyway, so my thing is that I believe that the older you get, okay, because the older you get, you start to hear more about death. Okay, so people call you or send you an email and say, you know, send up your prayers for such and such a person because they lost such and such a person, and or send prayers out for our classmates such and such who passed yesterday and this and that. We got classmates that passed on. Of course, we had past classmates that passed on when we were in high school. I'm talking about high school. Classmates that passed on when we were in high school from different stuff, accidents, things like that. So, myself, I am afraid of dying. I'm afraid of dying because there's so much that I haven't done. My mom used to always tell me, you know, you don't want to die with, okay, you're a full candle at birth. And as life goes on, your candle burns down, right? But when you die, you don't want any candle left. Y'all with me? You want to use up all your candle. So there's so much stuff that I like to do, I like to see, things like that, before I go on to the afterlife. So I'm afraid of getting to that point. And when, as you get older, you know, you might get sick, and then you just start thinking, man, you know, what if this is my, you know, my final curtain call. What if this sickness is going to take me out? What if I really have something? Y'all with me? Call into the show, 818-301-5834, and comment about this. Now, again, I think that the older you get, the more you think of this stuff. Then you get family. And I don't know about you guys, but, you know, I have an 18-year-old daughter. Okay, she'll be 19 in a few months. She's driving. She's got her own car. She's in college. You know, this and that. Now she wants to get out in 3 years, so she's going to summer school. She's at home, but she's driving back and forth to Carrollton for you know, during the week, a few days a week for a class that she wanted to take so that she can get on with her college education. So that's fine with me. But, you know, when you think about it, you think about your kids out there on the road and you know how dangerous it is. And she's a great driver. but still, you know, you always hear the certain saying that you have to watch out for the other guy. And that's what I try to instill in her, is to watch out for the other people. You got a great way of driving. Watch out for other people. Because, you know, they're going to be the ones that pretty much, you know, cause problems. And you think about your kid out there on the road, and it just bugs me all the time, in other words. And I guess it was the same way with me when I was starting to drive with my mom, you know. But I turned into a great driver as well. But I'm afraid, guys, of dying. I want to grow very old, okay? I mean, I don't want to be to that point where I can't take care of myself and different things like that. But, my granddad lived to be 92 years old. And it was about a year when he developed Alzheimer's is when he started to go down and died, like, within a year. But, you know, he had a great life. And I'd like to live a long, healthy life like he did. Okay, so, you know, you want to see your kids grow up and get married and have kids and, you know, you become a grandparent and take care of them and all, you know, all that stuff. So, but in other words, guys, we're just going to have to continue to live our lives. Continue to do the things that you need to do to take care of your families, take care of yourselves, and all this, because no one knows. Somebody just died. But, and that's because, you know, so many people all over the world, things happen all the time. But that's my thing, guys. And I don't know if I'm rambling on or whatever about this, but it's hard, you know, when you're afraid of something. And it's inevitable. Dying is inevitable to everyone and everything. So it's going to happen. We just don't know when. Okay, but I got to try to get over my fear of dying. And I don't know how to do that, but I try to start to develop positive thoughts when I get into that thought mode. Because bad things come over your mind, come across your brain, and you when you start to thinking those bad thoughts, you got to grab something positive and try to start thinking that to overcome it. And lo and behold, believe it or not, it does. You start thinking of positive stuff when you're thinking of negative stuff. You try to get that out of your mind and start thinking of positive stuff. The positive outweighs the negative and it takes over. Try it. You know? Try it. It happens. But anyway, guys, 818-301-5834. And like I said at the beginning of the show, I'm overwhelmed with stuff. I'm in my office right now doing the show, but if you could see my office, you'd be like, wow, Frank. I mean, I'm overwhelmed with stuff. I got video stuff here. I got radio stuff here. I got, you know, home stuff here. I got attorney stuff here. I mean, and I got everything to do in every category. The guy called me about doing, you know, popping out him some DVDs that I did for his documentary. I got to do DVDs and label them and get them ready for him to pick up. I'm making money from it, but it's just something that's been thrown on me on top of all the other stuff I have. Y'all with me? I know a lot of people may be out there cutting the grass today or doing whatever. But, you know, I got other things that are pressing that I got to get done. And I don't even see the yard. The only way I see the yard is I get up in the morning. Like this morning, I got up, had me a cup of coffee, and sat out on the deck and looked at the yard and the trees. But that's it, guys. And, you know, I know some people just joined the show, but thank you guys for joining the show. But that's how I get into this. All right? And I just about got these DVDs done so he can come pick them up. I told him he could pick them up. I got house stuff to do. I got family reunions coming up. I have to get ready for that. Then I got another family reunion in July that I got to send money for. I don't mean to dump this on you guys, but, man, you guys give me an outlet to get some of this stuff off my chest. And once I do that, I'm able to get some stuff done. But it's just overwhelming sometimes. But back to the show, are you afraid of dying? And again, you know, you feel pain somewhere, and you know, because the older you get, the more the different pain areas start to pop up, right? The older you get, the you get a little less quicker about jumping up, getting going. But that's life. That's the way it happens. I used to have a lady tell me all the time, Frank, you know, not for sissies. You know, and I'm not saying I'm old, because I'm not at all. But I'm just saying as you start to get older, having families and things like that, and having so much responsibility, that any little thing health-wise, you start to think, you know, you start thinking more about getting to the doctor. I need to go to the doctor and get that checked out. When you were younger, you were like, man, the elbow hurting, but be out in a few days. Keep on going about what you're doing. But now, you get some kind of ailment or something, you're like, I gotta get to the doctor to see what's going on. Because that's the way things are today. We're scared about just about everything. Because you hear so much in the media about people, you know, dying from this and dying from that. And they didn't, you know, if they had gone and did this, they would have caught it or whatever. That's not true. Okay? And believe me, guys, not only am I talking to you, I'm talking to me. That's not true. Because the man upstairs, when he dials your number or when he pull your name out of his names that he's got, that he's ready for, you know, you could have went to the doctor tomorrow and they gave you 100% bill of health. Everything's good. Your blood pressure good. Your cholesterol good. Hey, guys, what's this cholesterol stuff about? Cholesterol. Yeah, that's no big deal. Anyway, so, you know, they tell you everything's good. Everything's good, Mr. Williams. The only thing is the man upstairs isn't saying everything. He's saying everything good, but, hey, I'm ready for you, brother. And that could be your day. He rub your name. That's your day. No one can stop it. You say, it was a miracle. People come out of that stuff, coma or something, and say, I saw the light, and this and that. Well, maybe you did, but It wasn't your time yet. Simple as that. When it's your time, you're going on. So, guys, keep going. Keep moving ahead. When those bad thoughts come into your mind, overcome them with something positive, something good that happened to you today. You know, I try to go to work every day with a positive attitude. I try to get everyone up and going. Because if we got smiles on our faces, if we've got good and healthy things to talk about, and we're helping each other out, that's my deal. I want to help everyone. Because one day I'm going to need your help. Okay? So, you know, if we play the game like that, and I know a lot of people listen to this show that are coworkers of mine. But this is for you. We're a team. We make this thing work together. So if we help each other out as things go along, toward the end right there, they'll be good. And if they're not, then the team didn't make it happen. But if we can stay positive with each other, keep each other, you know, smiling and laughing. You know, laughing and smiling is something that they create endorphins inside of you that are released. That's healthy for the body. These grumpy people, that's not healthy for the body. People that don't smile, don't laugh, don't. Try not to have a good time. That's not healthy for the body. So I try to smile. I try to stay happy. I try to keep that because trying to keep your body healthy. So I try to do that when I'm at work. Keep everyone going. Because not only am I afraid of dying, I'm afraid of my friends dying. Know what's going to happen. Still afraid of it, though. But I want you guys to take care of yourselves, take care of your families, and, you know, it'll all be good. Don't worry. Let's keep pushing on. Let's keep having a good time, and let's stay together. Our show today, guys, was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That office number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Again, guys, I'm going to try to have the accountant on the show tomorrow. I know I've been talking about it, but she's been a little under the weather, so I'll keep you guys informed about that. Maybe we'll have to do it on next week. But anyway, thank you guys for listening to the show. I appreciate you. And take care of yourselves. Take care of your family. And have a tremendous, tremendous Wednesday. Today is hump day. Tomorrow, we'll be headed straight for the weekend. Got to be me. You'll never be in doubt.
can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone. Forget it, reaching me by phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. Got to get in straight. How could I ever be late? When you're my woman, taking up my time.